insurance.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. Who can we love today? Who do you want to love? I'm not talking about being in love. I'm just talking about loving. Who is it that you love?
Let's love ourselves today.
All right. Jennifer loves Jennifer. Doug loves Doug. Michael likes Michael. I didn't say love, though.
Nah.
Michael loves... Richie loves Richie. And you love you. That's it. That's the thought. We'll keep that thought in our... discussions today are discussions will be civil, they'll be polite, they'll be poignant, they'll be, I guess, to be poignant, you have to be to the point, right? Is that how it works?
I think that's
how it works. Okay, so here's my point. That's the old adage. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you, and then I'm going to tell you, and then I'm going to tell you what I told you.
Tell you what I told you. Tell you what I told you, yep.
Okay, so there's a big debate that is beginning the Talkers Magazine annual seminar for talk radio hosts, management, that sort of thing, is conducted the first week of June in New York City. So as a precursor to that, there are a lot of people talking about the issues, and not just the issues that are discussed on talk radio, but the issues that face talk radio from many different angles. The stage of the format. Now, I'm not much for talking about this business. Paul Harvey used to call it shop talk. But it's so much fun to actually delve into what really is going on in people's minds and how seriously they take this format. I guess that's what we'd call it. And it is a format. Conversation on the radio is like music on the radio. There are how many different musical formats? Dozen? Maybe. When you look at the different types of music around that people listen to,
at least,
basic country music, adult contemporary music, rock
pop,
music,
40.
The hits, oldies, classical music.
Jazz.
Yeah.
Standards.
So, yes. Good. That's good, Jennifer. And so as there are different kinds of music on the radio, there are different kinds of talk on the radio. There's a book that was written called Empire, which depicts the future of our country as moving from democracy to dictatorship. Who's buying into that? Anybody think that that's a possibility? 800-510-8255. Say that again, Jen?
Who wrote the book?
The book was written by a fellow named Orson Card. I don't know much about Mr. Card. I just know that he wrote the book.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, who wrote the book of love? Who wrote the book...
I wonder who.
Who wrote the book of talk? So this fellow maintains in his book that the average American is so tired of all these years of nonstop political bickering between the left and the right that we give up. Pretty intriguing. We give up. Yeah, you've heard many discussions about the polarization on radio and television of the political stuff, but only about 5-6% of those who are available to listen to the radio, according to the ratings at any one given time, are listening to the political talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
There are other kinds of talk radio programs like this one that is just a general conversational, convivial, non-political. It's a personality. The old radio management people would call this a personality radio program because you know about us through our personalities.
Personality.
The charm and personality. So I guess the question here is whether or not we have to stop or, no, not we, whether you have to stop listening to this kind of, not this kind of the kind we're doing, but this kind that we're talking about, the people who are doing damage, according to this thesis, to our country. I'm not sure I agree with this thesis, although I do think there's way too much bickering going on in public, never mind just on the radio and on television. There's just way too much of it. It's not something that makes me... I'm not comfortable in those circumstances. That's just me, however. But A kind of interesting part of this book is the essay in which this fellow Card explores whether the U.S. could indeed fall into a civil war because of the sorts of the differences, if you will, that are being brought about by our focus on our differences.
Right.
Rather than the fact that we're all Americans.
What we disagree on.
Right.
Instead of focusing on
I think I remember hearing Rush Limbaugh say the country would be better off with a communist than Hillary Clinton for president. You know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So what's your answer to that question? 800-510-8255. This guy Card's answer is maybe. And one of the reasons he puts forth in the book is the word he uses is stridency. The hyperbolic language that comes from both ends of the political spectrum, mostly the talk media. According to Mr. Card, I'm quoting now from the book, quote, "We have never been so evenly divided with such hateful rhetoric since the years that led up to the Civil War, because the national media elite are so uniformly progressive. We keep hearing about the rhetorical excess of the extreme right. To hear the same media, there is no extreme left, just the occasional progressive who says things he or she shouldn't." Okay, so that's a treatise, right? What do you think? What's a good working definition of fanaticism? And are you convinced that your views are heard, your policies or your principles are getting the air they need to? Because those are the things that lead us to the so-called fairness doctrine, which is something that not many people who have any brains think is a good idea
right.
on the radio or on television either.
And the fairness doctrine, again, equal time, equal parties,
right. yeah, okay.
down the line.
So just for the hay of it, what do you think of the state of this, formatically, the political stuff on the radio? Are we in danger of having a civil war? 800-510-8255. And I know it gets a lot of people riled up. I do 2 hours before I do this program on the good side of the street for the most part. We talk about issues, have fun with most of the issues, but again, stay away from politics. But the countdown show that I do, which is an overview of what the hot hits are in talk radio, the issue-oriented news talk stuff that we're in essence talking about here, that's a way for me I say this to people who want to know what the program is about. It gets politics out of my system so I don't have to talk about it when I'm on the air doing this program. Now, having said that, I don't think that I've gotten to the point where I created a situation where we have people thinking that it's time for us to go to war against one another. And maybe what we started talking about yesterday a little bit, Jennifer, the move away from this kind of talk because it is, more than anything else, limiting. The audience isn't growing. So we have people getting away from the old Bob Grant style, if you will, the Rush Limbaugh style, even maybe some people, the work that Neil Bortz does. I don't know if that's in there. I find him pretty entertaining. I mean, I found all of these guys entertaining, you know, on a good day. Political debates. Do we need a more civil conversation? That's sort of part of this as well.
And do we want civil, or is civil too boring?
No.
Because we've just gotten used to this shocking thing that we, you know, we're looking for that.
The people who sell resentment are, I guess, part of this. And are the people who are not selling it going to, are they going to do better in the long run? What's your preference? I guess that's it. 800-510-8255. 15 past the hour on the Good Day program. It's time for you to be pain-free. Go to DougStephan.com, right-hand side. You'll see a logo for Salon Pause, SALONPOS, blue background. You can see it at Dr. Ken's show as well. Free sample of Salon Pause just by clicking onto that. And why do you want to have a free sample? Because it will stop the pain you're having right now at the site where you have the pain, and you'll have about 12 to 14 hours worth of relief. It's really long-lasting.
With no smelly
relief.
Cream. That's
no
the best part.
No smelly yuckabunga cream. You are right. A pain patch over the counter, approved for sale using the same rigorous clinical testing required for prescription pain medications. So go over to DougStephan.com or Dr. Kenshaw.com. Order your free sample of Salon Pause today. Or if you're looking for relief right this very moment, go to the local Walgreens store and pick up a box. It's a strange name, but it gets you into that pain-free zone so quickly. Free sample, DougStephan.com, DrKenshow.com.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The majority of women think splurging is overindulgent, and 83% think it's too expensive. But that's not so. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Celebrity mom and Dancing with the Stars co-host Brooke Burke has simple ways to splurge smartly every day without the guilt.
As a busy working mom of four, I'm always looking for smart ways to splurge on myself. I love adding a little cocoa powder to my morning coffee or showering with a great-smelling body wash like Suave Naturals Creamy Cocoa Butter and Shea Body Wash. It has moisturizing milk proteins that leave my skin soft and smelling amazing.
Make splurging possible every day and get silky smooth skin that smells delightfully fragrant with new Suave Naturals body washes and body lotions. Visit the Suave Beauty Facebook page for more tips and enter the contest for a chance to win one of 100,000 free products and an ultimate splurge trip to Hollywood. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
I'm Doug Steffen. She's Jennifer Horn, and you're Terry. So, Terry, what do you think about the state of conversation on the radio and television?
Well, you know, more importantly, sir, I was worried about when you said Civil War. I was thinking there were like 700,000 people that were killed in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. More than that, I think. It was the biggest. We've lost
biggest
more
loss of life, right?
People in the Civil War than any other war we fought in. Yeah. Well, this is the premise. I'm putting, underscoring, this is the premise of this guy's book.
I don't think there will, you know, I don't think there will ever be a dictatorship here.
You don't think it, or you don't want to think it?
No, I don't think it. I think socialism, yeah. I mean, you look at what we have first off, well, you know, you've got these what we call Obama phones, the phones that are given for free.
All right, so basically, I don't want to get off on that. I just want to know whether you think it would be a civil war. You think no is the answer to that question. All right, got it. Thank you. 21 after on Good Day. Sure.
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. High glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Barry Manilow is a superb, superb performer. But the show really got to me, not only because I've always been connected to the emotional side of his songs.
Did you tear up a little bit?
I did, yeah.
I knew it.
Barry Manilow made you cry?
I had a tear in my eye.
Let me ask you what your date thought about this.
About what?
They're looking over and seeing you weeping at a Barry Manilow concert.
Are you kidding? I'm telling you, any woman that would see a man sensitive enough to cry at a Barry Manilow concert would be planning weddings.
All right. We're talking about the state of talk radio. Here's Jay Leno. Well, maybe.
And Rush Limbaugh is okay after being released from a Hawaiian hospital after a heart scare. He had a heart scare. Fox News sent flowers. MSNBC sent cheese fries. Today, Rush Limbaugh, who's trying to buy the St. Louis Rams, has downplayed racial comments that he's made in the past. He said, by saying, he said, if he was a racist, why would he want to be part of a business that is 70% African American? Well, I don't know. Maybe because you would own them? And President Obama announced today plans to either trim or eliminate 121 programs. The programs he wants to eliminate, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly. Sarah Palin being courted by a lot of the big Hollywood talent agencies. The rumor is she could get her own talk show. She'd be a lot like Rush Limbaugh, but with smaller breasts, you know.
All right.
You're pretty good at finding those, Michael.
That's
that was
very
funny.
Good, Michael. 25 after, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the Forbes celebrity list has been announced. Two are still
are
all
we
radio.
On it? Are we on it?
No, we're not on it, actually.
Oh.
And we just missed it by that much.
Darn it.
I remember once I was sitting in the front row in a seminar. And the fellow, his name was Rob Balin, does a lot of, you may remember his name, a lot of research on talk radio. And he went through the top 20 people in terms of who was listening to what. And then he looked at me and he smiled. He said, Doug, you're 21.
Smart guy.
Anyway, let's see who's on this list. Number 23 in the Forbes list is Rush Limbaugh. Again, these are the personalities, top 30 of the Forbes celebrity list. This is not money earned. This is influence, apparently.
Right, influence and celebrity right. status, right?
Although Limbaugh got $64 million last year, according to Forbes. Let's see here. Next on the list is Ryan Seacrest, who last year made $61 million. God bless the kid.
Wow.
He was on Leno.
And even more this
week
with this big raise.
All right, yeah. Coming, he was talking about coming to L.A. from Atlanta. Did overnight board op work. Drove the promotional van for the radio station he was on down there. He went on the station, he was 17. That's a pretty good story. Mm-hmm. Number 26 on the Forbes celebrity list is Howard Stern. Made $76 million last year. Number 30 is Glenn Beck. Made $40 million last year. I'm making that list part of our conversation because it is sort of who has influence on you. We're talking about the state of talk radio and whether or not there could be a civil war started around or because of these conversations. Let's see here. We're putting this question up on Facebook. Pete says, someday you'll have a radio host that can last more than a season or two. And he then says, .. Air America. Anyone that referenced to
that
Air
is
America?
Tough, but you do have the Tom Hartmans of the world who took that type of programming
exactly.
and have run with it.
Which group was the single largest voting bloc for the Nazis? Rural and small-town Protestants of the lower middle class who hated big cities, foreigners, and Jews. And this person equates that group, he calls it the Rebuke Party, the teabag movement. That's what this listener thinks. I've never heard that before, the Rebuke Party. That's pretty interesting, huh? I mean, I actually kind of chuckle at that.
Doesn't sound so positive.
No, I'm not voting for those guys. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Well, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-97.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now it's 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I just remember that Richie's gone to the beach. So he has this third vacation in 2 weeks.
He's beachbound.
Yeah, beachbound to be playing beachbound boogie in the rain. Michael, is it raining in Washington?
Not right now.
No, okay.
What is it with all this rain
everywhere? Oh, my God. We have a rain forecast through tomorrow, maybe some decent weather for 3 or 4 days. I was talking to a fellow that runs the National Farmers Union last night, who you may remember was on the program a couple of weeks ago. And he has a big farm, 40,000 acres or something, he and his family, and maybe it's 14,000, whatever it is, big farm in North Dakota. They haven't even begun to really get serious about planting, and there's only about 2 weeks left in the season to get stuff in the ground and actually have it mature by the time there's a potential frost. And what's going on there is what's going on up and down the Mississippi on both sides of it. For hundreds of miles in either direction, my friends in Ohio telling me yesterday that the planting is basically... It isn't even started. I can't get onto the land. I can't get onto the land that I'm trying to plant on.
Mm-hmm.
So the negative side of that is prices for food in the fall. Guys that are growing, men and women on farms that are growing those kind of crops, once they get them in the ground and they harvest them, they'll be very valuable. But in the meantime, it's a real problem for the agricultural interests in our country. Not good at all. So hold a good thought for those people. Speaking of holding a good thought, there's a new potential television program. I was thinking you and I ought to star in this, Jennifer.
Okay, I like this.
The idea is to have a show that focuses on being almost as good as Charlie Sheen. It would be called Almost Winning.
Almost Winning.
We almost win.
We almost do every day. And you know what? Almost. We're not the only ones that almost win every day.
No. It's a lot of people that are here listening to us are almost winners. But
mm-hmm.
Better to be almost a winner than not.
Exactly.
Right?
Almost there instead of almost not there.
I'm almost there.
We have had a sing-along 3 times today, Doug.
We have. Yes. I'm ready to sing at a moment's notice. The drop of a hat. So, but this stuff that we're talking about isn't really thing. It isn't something to sing about. Talking a little bit about the right wing and the left wing, and not from a point of view of issues, but just the tone and whether that kind of talk radio and talk television will lead to a civil war, which is the premise of a new book about whether the world is going to see a united America in the future or a divided America. And much of the comment, I'm looking at some of the pages of comments that we have here. Here's John, who says the Tea Party, if you didn't hear the last comment that was made a few minutes ago by one of the listeners, he referred to the Republicans as the Repute Party, or at least the Tea Party as that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's somebody else who says, is it Tony or John? I'm looking at this. I never can tell by the way these things flow. Anyway, the Tea Party friend was in Germany at some serious revisionist history. How did it get started there? That is, this fellow maintains that the Nazis were the original Tea Party, and the people who believe in what the Tea Party believes in are basically neo-Nazis, anti-intellectuals.
Correlation. I don't know if I agree.
Scapegoaters, if you will. So who agrees with that? 800-510-8255. Here's somebody who's asking, all right, how do we get this discussion to focus on jobs and getting people back to work? Isn't it because of the lack of jobs? That is the revolution that has taken place in most countries. And yeah, you can point to this right now, as a matter of fact. The Middle East, where unemployment's 40%, 45%.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have anywhere near that kind of a problem, but we do have an unemployment problem. And we have part of the rhetoric, as you know, Jennifer, focuses on the haves and have-nots. We got to tax the rich. You hear that discussion all the time. It isn't just on the radio. It's from politicians. So does that create a chasm? Do people who don't have then dislike so strongly those that have that they want to fight them or fight with them? Is that,
do you feel that way?
Do I? No, I don't. Do you?
No.
I think that there's a really vacuous hole in the argument about taxing the rich, because the people who have money are the ones who invest their money, either directly or indirectly. And, for example, there's an IPO going out, is it today for LinkedIn? Is mm-hmm. it today or this? It's this week anyway. LinkedIn is the social network that connects business people. I belong to LinkedIn. I think I have 800 or 900 followers.
If you're looking for a job or if you just want to stay connected with coworkers.
Stay in touch with other people. A lot of great tips are passed back and forth. And so this idea that $45 a share for those who hold stock in LinkedIn or who have been able to buy in on the pre-IPO, this is going to be a lot of money made there.
Yeah, not bad.
And that's sort of the network for those who are business folks, who are building businesses, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of gas being thrown around here, that's for sure. 800-510-8255. Here's somebody who thinks that we need to stop mosques from being built.
Why is that? See, this is what drives me nuts. I mean, you can't, just because you stop building a church or a place of worship doesn't mean you're going to stop the group of radicals that you're looking to stop.
But look at all the people who are throwing something into this conversation. That's what I find interesting. Mm-hmm. Here's somebody that is interested in the unions. This is a person listening in Michigan, making reference to the local government's need to not have unions. As a matter of fact, those of you who live in Ohio know there's a poll that was done of Ohio voters last week, and it suggests that most Ohio voters, that is 54% of Ohio voters who were surveyed in this sort of controversial question this past weekend, the focus on unions and curbing them, that has been a big conversation, because a lot of the debt that cities have and towns and states. The other night at dinner, a fellow who is one of the selectmen wanted to know whether I was pro-city or pro-town. He was trying to, I think, get me in. He's pro-city, so he's trying to get
what
me to agree
mean?
With him. Well, we have town form of government in Framingham, mm-hmm. and this fellow and others think we ought to have a city form of government. And so I don't know whether it's because he wants to be mayor or whatever. There are inefficiencies in both forms. The problem, and I might lean a little in his direction, because the problem with town meeting now is it's not representative. It's elective, and a lot of the town employees are in town meeting, So they're voting on their own future. They're voting on their own health care, their own pay raises, and that sort of thing, the budgets that affect them. I think that's just wrong. I don't think town employees should be allowed to be in town government. We make a choice. And I also don't see any reason for unions in the public sector.
Unions are rough, and they're so controlling. And
but look at it. Here's what we're talking about, these issues that some of these people who have sent, who have followed on Facebook and sent in a quick shots email suggesting that this is the kind of stuff that we could go to war over.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? But not having unions?
Yeah.
Let me look at some of the. Here's a. I'm looking now at a sign. I'll give up my union card when you pry it from my cold, dead hand.
Oh.
The placard somebody's carrying around.
So it's a win-win then.
Get rid of those union people at all costs.
Well, I'm just, as someone who lives in California, and for those of you that don't know what went on, we just had an election to get a new governor after the governor stepped down.
Right.
And so we elected Jerry.
I think
Jerry
Brown. I think he's called, he's called the Sperminator now.
Yeah, the Daddy-nator now. But Jerry Brown went in, and his big platform was he wasn't going to raise taxes, he was going to balance the budget, and he wasn't going to raise taxes without a special election.
Uh-huh.
Well, all of a sudden, lo and behold, we found this budget surplus that no one really knew about. So they put it in, instead of paying off the deficit, he threw this extra money into the teachers union because those are the people that helped him get elected.
Uh-huh.
And we're still going to raise taxes, and he's going to do it without a special election.
So where did they find this money?
I have no idea. Someone's back pocket, a couch, a sofa.
How much money are we talking about? Was that the $6 billion fine?
Yes, that was a $6 billion fine.
That is pretty strange.
And three of it got thrown right back into the teachers union. Now, I think that teachers are underpaid and underappreciated most times.
Your mother's a teacher.
Because my mother's a teacher, and I know what she goes through. But at the same time, the state is bankrupt. So we need to put it towards our debt, not necessarily throwing it back towards a union that helped you get elected. It's very frustrating because unions, instead of helping people, are now just political
tools. Step back to the issue.
Yeah.
This is part of what people – look, I'm going from page to page. I've got about 38 different notes here, and I'm looking at some of the women who are writing in, and the essence of their comments. And I kind of do that because we're interested. Most of the morning programs that are around now are aimed at men, so our focus is more on what women – think, and surprisingly, men and women don't agree on many things.
Weird, huh?
How strange is that? The essence of all of this here is listening to the words that come out of people's mouths and whether or not you think it is gospel. If you agree with them, it is. If you disagree, it isn't. It's blasphemy, or you're taught to think that way by people who make millions, tens of millions of dollars saying those sorts of things.
Right.
And they say them because they get paid well to say them.
Because we all learn differently, I think we're influenced by different people because everybody has a different style of presenting information.
Mm-hmm. How about we have all these czars now. Maybe we could have, maybe that's the way we're going to go. There are all these czars like this Jerkelberger, who is, his name is Cass Sunstein or Sunstein. You heard of him?
No.
Actually, that's a pretty good
name. It's a great name.
We're going to do Dr. Ken. What are we doing here, Michael? I need to know.
I think there was a problem, wasn't there?
Time was. Yeah, I think there was a problem.
Cell phone problem.
All right. So here's the we're a little late for the 2020 news quiz question, but I'm going to ask it anyway because I think we have time. And this may be the sort of person involved in government. I'm going to give you that much of a hint. Cass Sunstein is his name. What's his role? Who is he, and why would we be talking about him? 800-510-8255. And is he the sort of political figure? I will tell you, he is identified in this administration as a czar. He's one of those czars.
I hate that.
It's terrible. Awful.
Unless I'm named a czar, I don't like it when someone else is.
Yeah, but it just is so un-American. I think the term is un-American,
it
frankly.
Totally is.
It's a horrible
term.
Think
of some,
exactly.
Some weird commie. European country.
Exactly. It's communista stuff. And as somebody said earlier in a phone call, we've headed down that road. Are we going to be at war? No. But is there more socialism coming? Well, it sure looks like it now.
Yeah, because right, we're asking for it, though. That's the thing. People say, oh, we want to be equal. We want to be. Yeah. It's not. It's dangerous and scary when everybody is the same, I think.
Ah, absolutely.
That's my 2 cents. You
Thank
can take
you,
them
Jennifer.
To the bank.
800 510-8255. So why would we be bringing this man's name up in this conversation? You can tell me and tell Jen, actually tell the rest of the world, listening on radio stations all around the country and at DougStephan.com. Who is...
You can be the czar of the Doug Stephan show.
Cass Sunstein. Right, exactly. Jennifer can be the czarina of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. But seriously, who is this fellow and why are we talking about him? Cass Sunstein. What's his role? It's 14 before the hour on Good Day.
Andro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Okay, 800-510-8255. We've been talking for the last half hour or so here on Good Day, the state of talk radio, this book that suggests that because of talk radio, talk television, and the conversations that are political and angry, we might be headed toward a civil war. Is that all propaganda? Here's somebody who writes, I am scared about, just heard us talking, Jennifer, about the bill in Ohio, or the thinking in Ohio, that's the same as Michigan. Florida's into this as well. So this lady says, I'm scared about the governors of Michigan, Ohio, Florida trying to strip the working man of his rights. That's so stupid. Nobody's trying to strip the working man of his rights. Working man, the unions in the private sector have nothing to do. There's nobody saying those should be outlawed, other than some of the people that own the companies that probably are unionized. But the government is unionized, and it ought not to be. That's really the point sort of that particular argument. There are lots of arguments that become polarizing, shall we say. All right, let's see here. Gene is in Russellville, Arkansas. Hi, Gene. How are you?
I'm doing great, Doug. How are you this morning?
How's the weather and how's the flooding and how are you dealing with all of that?
Well, the flooding we're on the west side of Arkansas, a little more central west, so the flooding is just on the news for us really
affected.
We're on the Arkansas River. It's swollen, of course, but we're not on the Mississippi or near.
So are you involved in agriculture in any way?
No, I am not. There is a lot around the area, of course,
Have they got crops in the ground there? Or is it too soggy to do that?
Yeah, they are beginning to.
They are beginning to.
From Little Rock west is pretty, just been a normal spring, heavy rain, but not like what y'all are having.
Okay, so who's Cass Sunstein?
Cass Sunstein, he's one of the czars, like you were saying. You know, he is a man that he is incredibly socialistic, Marxist type person in his past. He's written books. What I would say is the thing that probably bothers me more than anything is he wrote a book called Nudge, and he of course has the president's ear, and his drive is that the Weather Underground, Bill Ayers, the 60s, the riots, all that was the wrong way to get things changed.
Yeah.
You change things by doing it in small background little nudges.
Hopefully people will be asleep. Right, we'll put everybody to sleep.
It's slow burn.
Yeah.
The old frog in the pot deal, put the water on real slow and simmer your way to where you want to go.
Right.
Yeah. Wear a suit and tie, look the part, do what you want to do while you're doing that.
Well,
and
one of the reasons that he's in my radar is because he's been pretty outspoken about the things like the FDA and their operation to stop farms from selling what he calls contraband, the raw milks discussion that you may have heard about earlier this week. This guy is behind that, pushing the FDA to control more what we're eating. And that's when you get into a dictatorship, when you're told what you can eat and what you can't eat, what your choices will be or won't be, then we have lost what we had. I think that's where we are sort of on this scale. Gene, thank you. Hold on a second. We'll send you one of those Doug Steffen Swell prizes. The Food for Thought door is always open and available for your connection. Check us out on Facebook if you like. That's okay. DougSteffen.com. The connection there, too. 51 after.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Now 53 after the hour. I was just reading more, Jennifer, on this LinkedIn IPO price starting at $45 a share.
Let's buy one.
Good idea. It sold 7.8 million shares for $45 each yesterday, first day on the market. So that means it took in $352 million for those who own the shares. Investors see this thing working its way up. They're linking companies. It's a professional network site. It's good for job seekers as well as people who are wanting to help one another, if you will. It was started, or at least they thought it would be $32 to $35. So in one day, it went up to $45. Now, IPO stuff sometimes goes up and down.
If you had the money to play with, would you buy it?
I would have bought it if I could have at $35, yeah.
I don't know if I would buy it in stock. Is that funny?
Yeah. No, it just depends on. You got to know. I belong to it, and I'm sort of all over it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like, would you buy stock in Groupon?
Yeah.
That
I would do. Right. I would not buy stock in LinkedIn over Groupon.
No. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Groupon, by the way, if you don't know. Doesn't everybody know what Groupon's all about now, though, by the way?
Oh, yeah. It's huge. And there's so many, like, little fake sites that are trying to do a takeoff on what they're already doing.
Yeah. All right. So we've been having a conversation. Before we get to our tech tailor, I wanted to put Tony on the air, who's in Canton, Missouri, who wanted to be heard about unions. And is this question directed at me or just in general to the audience, Tony?
It's directed at you.
Okay, and what's the question?
Well, you mentioned that you're a personality-driven talk show, mm-hmm. and I enjoy your talk show.
Thank you.
But I'm a union member.
But
and
Are you a member of a union in the private sector or the public sector?
Private sector.
Okay, so I don't have anything. You didn't hear me say anything wrong with or say anything negative about unions in the private sector.
Well, no. But okay, where I have trouble with what you're talking about, you had said that you're not a political show, and you really don't talk a lot about politics.
No.
And I really appreciate that.
Good.
But lately, the Republican campaign against unions is not so much about the cost that the unions have to wage or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
I believe that the what they're doing is trying to reduce the number of union members, which statistically nearly only contribute to Democrats.
Well, here's the Jennifer spoke to this a few minutes ago, and you're right. I don't want to make this a political discussion, although what happens here affects all of us, whether we're political beings or not, because the political arms of the unions influence elections, just like big business influences elections. And that's maybe the whole problem is with regard to money in politics. It ought to be taken out completely, and then there wouldn't be the accusations of favoritism like Jennifer just reminded us. The $3 billion of the $6 billion that they found went to teachers to increase their pay. The reason that it was done is apparently...
I don't like any politician having any company, union, whatever, in their back pocket because they have to be elected. It's not
go ahead.
May I interrupt?
Yeah, go ahead.
You just now said that the $6 billion went to teachers.
No, $3
billion. Or $3 billion, excuse me.
Right.
And then 10 minutes ago you said that that money went to teachers' unions.
Well, Jennifer said teachers' union. The union is the support, the biggest support that Brown had,
or
the teachers' union. So the money that was in the budget goes to pay teachers who have to belong. It is not, California is not a right to work state. So you either belong to the union or you don't teach. So all of the teachers, whether they gave individually or through the union their dues, went to help get Jerry Brown elected.
That's the problem that I think that the machine out there is putting to the public. I'm a union member, and my dues cannot in any way go for political contributions. I have to make a separate contribution to my union for political contributions.
Okay, that's your union. That's not the state of affairs with the teachers' union or many other unions in California. That's basically the bottom line, and it is different in different states. It's affected somewhat by whether they're right-to-work states or not.
That's a federal law that Bush enacted when he was in.
What's a federal law?
That your political contributions have to be made in a separate check or a separate contribution. It cannot come out of union dues in any union across the nation. I wish people would investigate that because
Good thing to investigate. That wouldn't be a bad thing to investigate. Yeah, because I'm not sure that that's the case 100%. I think it affects, and I'm certainly not one who's always right. So you don't hear me say you're wrong and I'm right.
I've heard more about the teachers' union here.
But I think there are some unions to which that applies and some that do not. So we'll nose around it a little bit and see what we can find. That's a good call, Tony. Thank you for caring enough to share your thoughts and your feelings about how we do things here. But let's see, Alex Goldfein got it in the neck because of that. But we'll find time for him later on. 50.